神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心曲。
Once again, we are with you, and we're going to be talking about guilt again.
今天再次跟您在节目中要谈罪恶感。
We understood that guilt means feeling that you've done something wrong.
所谓的罪恶感就是你有感觉到你做错事了。
We have learned from our last session that we have what we call false guilt.And then we have true guilt.
从上个节目我们提到我们有正确的罪恶感还有错误的罪恶感。
We learned that true guilt is when we really have done something that is wrong.
真正的罪恶感是你真的做错事了。
It was something that we know, we understand, and recognize that we are really, truly guilty of that thing.
是你真的做错了，而且你也知道你做错了，然后是你真正应该有的那种愧疚的感觉。
We also learned that there is a wonderful forgiveness for true guilt.
我们也介绍到，我们也讲到有一个可以真正原谅你的这样的一个宽恕。
But then we learned that false guilt is where many people live today.
我们也提到另外一种错误的罪恶感是很多人有的错误的罪恶感。
It plagues them until some people are obsessive. They feel guilty about everything.
这种罪恶感呢，会侵犯我们，一直到我们觉得什么都做错事。
Have you ever met a person who's always saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm afraid I shouldn't have done that, I shouldn't have said that"?
你有没有碰过一个人，常常跟你说对不起，对不起，我不应该这样，我不应该那样子。
These people live under guilt.
这样的人就是常常在罪恶感里面活着。
As we look at this now, understand that guilt can be either bad or good.
所以我们就知道说，罪恶感可以是好的罪恶感，也可以成为不好的罪恶感。
The false guilt is not good.
错误的罪恶感是不好的。
It worries us.
会让你有焦虑。
It brings anxieties.
会给你心里面有忧虑。
It makes life miserable.
会让你的生活很不好。
Everything we do, it seems like, or many things we do, we live under the guilt of feeling we shouldn't have, or we didn't do it good enough, or we should have done more.
当你在生活当中，你常常这种感觉就是你做的不够，做的不好，或者是你应该做多一点，总是有这样的一个感觉。
But we have found that true guilt can be very constructive in our life.
我们也谈到说真正好的罪恶感，对的罪恶感呢，对你的这种生命呢，是一种教导，是一种引导。
It helps us to be a morally good person.
帮助我们成为一个有品德的人。
When true guilt comes, and sometimes it can come very hard on us.
有时候真正的罪恶感也会给我们很大的压力。
We have found that we can then ask forgiveness for it.
我们也可以请求原谅。
Get it cleared out of our life.
让我们的生命里面可以让我们清清楚楚的。
It relieves the inner man so very much.
如果我们承认我们的错误的话，我们心里面是很自由的，我们是被释放的。
Jesus once told us about a young man who had a deep problem with guilt.
有一次耶稣谈到一个年轻人，他有这种罪恶感的问题。
His father seemed to be fairly wealthy.
这个人的爸爸是一个很有钱的人。
He had two sons.
他有两个儿子。
The older son was a very faithful son that worked hard on the farm.
老大是一个很忠诚、很忠实的一个儿子，而且呢，很辛苦、很努力的在为爸爸做农事。
But this young man got tired of it.
可这个老二呢，这个年轻的呢，却很疲倦。
And one day he went to his father and he said, "Father,I want you to give me everything that belongs to me. What's my inheritance, whatever is mine, please give it to me now.
有一天这个老二就跑到爸爸面前跟他说呢，我要你把所有你以后要分给我的家产都给我。
And the father really did. He gave it to him.
这个父亲竟然把所有他的份都给了他。
In a few days, the boy said, I'm leaving. I'm going out to seek my life.
拿了财产之后呢，这个老二就拿着他的财产就出去了。
He went on until he came to the big city.
他来到一个大城市。
And there he began to spend his money.
开始花他的钱。
I suspect on clothing.
他会买一些穿的衣服。
He was buying some friends, you know, friendship. Sometimes they try to use their money to buy friendship.
那也用一些金钱买一些友谊，那些朋友在利用他。
He began to drink and to run with the crowd that was very loose.
他开始吃喝嫖赌。
And little by little, his money was running out.
慢慢的钱就快花光了。
Until finally, there came a day when he recognized he had no more money.
有一天他发现钱已经用完了。
He was desperate.
他已经绝了。
When he looked to his friends, they weren't there anymore.
朋友不再在他身边了。
For all they were after was his money and what it could buy.
因为那些朋友总是为了他的钱在他身边。
And then a famine hit the country.
刚好在那个时候又碰到饥荒。
He not only didn't have money, but there wasn't that much food around now.
不但没有钱用，而且呢，也没有东西吃。
He had to look for work.
他必须要找工作做。
The only job he could get was to feed pigs.
唯一他能找到的工作就是去喂猪。
Here this young man who had rebelled against his family, wanted to enjoy life, now was back on a farm taking care of pigs.
这个叛逆的年轻人想要离家好好的享受自己的生活，没有想到落魄到来喂猪。
The story tells us that he was so hungry, he would look at the pig food and would wish that he could even eat that.
圣经上告诉我们这个老二呢，他饿到个地步，看着猪吃的东西都想吃。
He had really come to the end of himself.
他的生命已经到了一个尽头。
But Jesus said, actually, he came to himself.
接下去耶稣说在他到了尽头的时候他就面对他自己真实的自己了。
He began to look around him.
他开始来看一看四周围。
He saw what he had come to.
他就看到自己是怎么到这个地步的。
He said, in my father's house, my servants have it so much better than this.
他说呢我的爸爸的家的里面他的连他的雇工他的仆人都过得比我好。
The guilt that he was feeling.
他的这种时候呢他的感觉罪恶感、啊、
and where his sin has brought him to
他也看到他所犯的罪
He wasn't even as good as his father's servants
他连他爸爸的仆人都不如
Then he said I'm going back to my father's house
最后他就想通了他说我要回到我父亲的家里去
I'm going to tell him that I have sinned against God and I have sinned against him
我要告诉我的爸爸跟他承认说呢我得罪了他也得罪了天
His guilt has brought him to repentance
他的罪恶感带给他真正的悔过
But there are other types of guiltThat is really difficult.
但是有很多其他的罪恶感会带给你难处。
This kind of thing is very difficult for those that we call perfectionist.
那这样的一个情况，特别是对那些完美主义者是很难的。
Guilt drives them. They keep running, trying to do better, to make sure they do more, and it just drives and pushes them.
一个完美主义者呢？当面对这种自我的罪恶感的时候呢，只有让他们更驱赶他们，然后给他们一个很里面一个很大的压力。
And it seems like they never are able to do enough or do it good enough.
然后他们就会觉得从来没有办法做到让自己满意，没有办法做到完美。
So sometimes this false guilt is actually angry at ourselves.
有时候错误的罪恶感是对自己生气。
We direct our anger at us. We feel like it's we that are wrong. It's that we don't get it done, so we feel very, very inadequate and very angry with ourselves.
因为自己的无力感，因为对自己的责备，就让那个生气呢，罪恶感产生的生气呢，指向自己，责备自己。
I know a young mother who is having very great trouble over feeding her child.
我知道我认识一个年轻的妈妈，因为她没有办法好好的喂她的孩子吃饭，就心里很大的罪恶感。
Right now, the biggest thing in her life is the meal time, 3 meals a day.
所以对她来讲呢，现在三餐的部分呢，是这个妈妈一个很重大的一个工作。
She is a perfectionist.
她是一个完美主义者。
She has this little baby.
她一个小女孩，小宝宝。
That she's feeding baby food to.
那她需要喂这个婴儿一些婴儿食物。
And she wants that child to eat it and look very clean and not get so messed up.
这个妈妈呢，喂孩子的时候呢，她期待让这个孩子吃得很好，然后吃得很干干净净，都不要有啊弄脏。
It's very difficult on her when the child gets his hands in it.
所以当孩子用手抓的时候，这个妈妈心里就感觉很不好。
Pushes the spoon aside.
然后呢，啊，有时候孩子把这个汤匙拿开。
Gets it all over his face.
然后是脸上啊弄得乱七八糟。
Spits it out.
有时候会吐掉。
This mother finds this very difficult to cope with.
这个妈妈，这个完美主义，这个妈妈呢，看着这样的一个情况呢，她很难去面对。
Because she wants things clean and neat and in order.
因为她要每一个时候，每一个情况下面都能够很整齐，很干净，而且都是有章法，有次序的。
And yet she feels guilty because she realizes this is only a child, a little baby.
那一方面她也知道说一个孩子那么小的一个宝宝呢，不可能按照她的理想，一方面她觉得很愧疚。
It can become very difficult for parents.
这样的对她会很难的。
Then there's the student that must get straight A's. They must accomplish, they must be the highest in the class.
比如说有的学生呢，一定要拿100分。
They are driven by that.
他们被这个100分所驱赶。
And if they get anything less than an A, they feel guilty.
如果他们在这个100分里面少了几分的话，就觉得有罪恶感。
The real problem in this is that a student is more likely to commit suicide who has this trait.
如果有这种特质的话，这种学生要小心，因为很容易会有那个自杀的倾向。
Then we've already talked about the obsessive worrier.
我们刚才提到那种忧虑者。
Worrying over everything.
什么都会忧虑。
Feeling guilty that this didn't get done or that didn't get done.
如果这个没做好，那个没做好，什么都会有罪恶感。
Actually feeling guilty over what others should do and yet you feel guilty about it.
连别人做不到的你也要忧虑。你也会觉得有罪恶感。
You see how guilt can really affect us?
你知道这种罪恶感是怎么样在影响我们吗？
Do you know that person who is always criticizing others?
你知道总是有一些人呢常常会去批评人家。
Maybe you've got a mother-in-law like that.
比如说像你的婆婆。
Actually, even maybe your mother's that way.
有时候连你妈妈也是这样子的。
Maybe it's someone at work.
还是你的工作当中。
Maybe it's your wife.
或者是你的太太
or even your husband that's constantly criticizing.
还是你的先生总是在批评。
Do you know that many times those people are often filled with lots of guilt?
你知道这样的人是很多时候都充满着罪恶感的吗？
And actually that guilt is toward themselves, but they dump it out on you.
这些人里面有很多罪恶感，所以呢，满溢到溢出来，然后呢，后来就惹到你了。
And so it seems like anywhere they can hurt, anywhere they can dump this anger out, but basically it's because they have guilt deep inside.
你会发现这种人好像到处都把他的生气侵犯到别人，但是基本上是他们里面有很深的罪恶感。
You see, guilt that is not dealt with correctly is a bad guilt.
因为罪恶感如果没有好好处理面对的话，会变成一个很不好的一个情况。
But guilt is good.If you've done something wrong, make it right, and then recognize that you're forgiven.
一个罪恶感可以给我们很好的引导，让我们在做错事之后，然后让我们可以纠正过来，改进，而且让我们知道我们被原谅了。
There is an area that women can become very guilty.
有某一个领域呢，妇女可以有很大的罪恶感。
And that is when they've had an abortion.
那就是关于堕胎的问题。
Now for some women, it doesn't seem to bother them.
有一些妇女好像做的堕胎对她们没有什么影响。
But for others, it does.
但是对其他的人却有很大的影响。
After it's over, maybe a while after it's over, they begin to think about that child.
当他们把这个孩子拿掉之后呢，过了一阵子，他们开始会想这个孩子。
And then they begin to recognize what has happened and what they've done.
他们开始就体认到他们做了什么事情了。
And there are some women that have gone through some terrible things because of this.
那因为这样子，很多妇女就积压一些很强烈的罪恶感，然后非常的困难。
Some have gone into depression.
有的人会有这种忧郁的现象。
Others have become women that have been angry women.
有的人会变成很恼恨，很会生气的妇女。
Hurting deep inside.
因为里面有很深的伤害。
Feeling the guilt there.
因为里面有一种罪恶感。
But you know there are ways out of that.
你知道是有方法的。
One of the hardest things is to forgive yourself.
首先最难的是要原谅你自己。
I know that there are many that have had to have abortions, that it really wasn't any other way out.
我知道有很多堕胎的妇女呢，实在是没有其他的办法。
But in some places, they don't have to have abortions.
但是也有在一些地方，有些妇女是可以不用堕胎的。
They just want it for convenience.
只是为了自己的方便去堕胎。
They don't want to face another child.
不想去面对另外一个小生命。
Or they don't want to face the fact that others know they're going to have a child.
或是他们不要人家知道他有孩子。
But they've been taught that life is sacred, that murder is wrong.
一方面他们认知说生命是神圣的，可是一方面他们也知道说凶杀是错的。
Now, actually, they talk themselves into the abortion, feeling that really there's nothing wrong with it.
但是呢，就自己说服自己说反正这个堕胎没有什么错。
It's the only way out.
因为只有一个这样的才可以解决的问题。
But maybe a long time after they have had it, their conscience begins to rise.
但是不久之后，过了一阵子，这种良知上面的那种感受就慢慢出来了。
Then they begin to live under the searing feeling of guilt.
那就开始在这种罪恶感里面来生活。
It may come out in many reactions in their life.
那这种罪恶感会在你的生活当中显示出一些症状。
They may become an angry person.
你会变成一个很会生气的人。
They may become depressed.
有时候会忧郁。
The light has gone out of their eyes and the joy is no longer there in life.
心里面不再有喜乐，眼睛也没有光彩了。
But we don't have to live like that.
我们不需要这样活着。
This is a true guilt.
这是一个真实的罪恶感。
So it means we take steps to get forgiven.
那我们只要踏出一步，就是呢，接受宽恕。
As David said, Lord, I have sinned against you and you only.
就像大卫所说的，神啊，我得罪了你，我单单得罪你。
And you find forgiveness from him.
然后你可以从神那里得到宽恕。
But the next hard thing is forgiving yourself.
那接下去最难的是你要宽恕你自己，原谅你自己。
You might be surprised at that, but truly, it is hard sometimes to say, really, now I found I am forgiven.But we still feel guilty.
你会很惊讶的发现，即使你对你自己说服了，你已经要原谅你自己，还是很难接纳自己是被原谅的。
That's when you may need help, someone to come alongside and help you through it.
这个时候是你需要帮助，需要有人陪着你经过的一个阶段。
Talking to a counselor, to a helper that can sort of talk it over with you and.Be able to understand the situation.
对一个可以跟你辅导的人来跟他说，然后让他了解你的情况。
Do you know how some people have gotten over it? They've actually sat down and wrote a letter to that baby telling them they're sorry.
有的人是这样子来处理他的这样的一个罪恶感，就是坐下来好好的写一封信给这个被拿掉的婴儿，对他道歉。
And the most wonderful thing as a Christian,We realize that the baby is living in heaven, and someday we will go to that.
身为神的儿女，我们要高兴，因为呢，这些婴儿他们上了天堂，这么在天上，有一天我们跟他们在一起的。
David said when his child died, he cannot come back to me, but I can go to him.
大卫王曾经这样说过，我的儿子死了，他没有办法回到我这里来，可是我可以去他那边。
And the next good step is go help others. when they have problems like this.
接下去那一步，去帮助那些跟你有同样问题的人。
Now let's see some of the reactions that we have to guilt.
那我们来看一看一些这种啊罪恶感的反应。
You see, the emotions and our thinking process is very strange sometimes.
你要知道有时候我们的情绪跟我们的思考模式呢是很奇怪的。
Each one of us is very different.
大家都不一样。
So we react to guilt differently.
所以对于这种罪恶感的反应也是不一样。
There's a little timid soul that says, I give up, I deserve to suffer, and they go into depression.
有的人就这样说呢，反正是我配得的，是我错了，我放弃了，然后呢，接下去就是很深的这种沮丧。
Then there's the other person who lives under this guilt, and they said, I'll show them, I'll rebel, I'll go out and do all kinds of things.
另外一种罪恶感就说呢，我不管了，我豁出去了，反正呢，我就是让他们看到我就这样的人，然后呢，我就是故意的要反抗，要做错事。
I know a lady that as, when she was young was abused sexually by a friend's father.
我知道一个啊妇女曾经在小时候呢，被她朋友的爸爸啊强奸过。
She could never tell her parent.
她不敢对她的父母亲讲。
She held that in.
她就把这个压抑在里面。
And the rest of her life, she rebelled and she went into sexual living just to hurt men.
在后半生呢，她就是用这种啊性方面的堕落要来伤害男人，所以呢，她用一种很反叛的啊态度来面对。
And the deeper she went into it, the more guilt she had.
她越这样子做，那个罪恶感就越深。
But she was rebelling, she was showing them.
但是她是在用一种反叛、反抗的一种态度来面对这个事情。
Then others will say, well, I'm not that bad. And they blame it on others. It was because of what he did.That I did this.
那有的人怎么处理这个罪恶感呢？他们就这样解释说呢，不是我的，不是我的错，不是我的问题，是某某人的问题，所以他就把这样的错在啊，这个错怪在别人身上。
Sometimes they'll say, I didn't mean to steal that, but it was right there and it was just accessible.
我也不是故意要去拿的啊，就在那里，然后我就方便就拿走了。
Then you have those that feel guilty who'll look at you and say, I'm sorry, please don't punish me.It's really not real. It's not deep. They don't mean it.
也有一种人呢，他在啊人家面前就是很快的承认说自己错了，对不起，我错了。可是呢，只是嘴巴说，心里并不是真的啊这样子想。
Then there's others that really fear punishment.
那另外一种呢，就是
they would live under guilt all of their life just so they would not be punished.
有一种人呢，他就有一种自我刑罚的倾向，所以他就想说，我应该这样过日子，这样呢才会得到处罚。
There are some that they can't go to God to get forgiveness.
有的很多人没有办法到神的面前向他求宽恕。
Because they look at him as someone who is mean and hard and a judge and will hurt them.
因为呢他会想说神好像是一个很严厉一个处罚的神可能呢会不放过我们
You see many times we think of God as we think of our earthly father
有时候我们想神就会联想到自己的地上的父亲
If your father was a very mean person that physically abused youThat's the way you'll feel about God.
如果你地上的父亲对你很严厉，常常用话语伤害你的话，这样子可能你就想说，天上的神也是这样子的神。
If your father was loving and kind and understanding, that's the way you feel about God.
如果你的父亲很慈爱，很能了解你的话，可能你也联想神是这样的神。
If your father was one that was always gone, he was a workaholic, he really didn't take much time with you,Then many times we feel like there's no God, he doesn't care. If there is a God, he doesn't care at all.
如果你地上的父亲常常啊工作，好像工作狂一样，都在工作，不太关心你的话，你可能也以为天上的神不会关心你。
Then there's others that under guilt, they actually feel worthless, useless. They don't mean anything. They don't matter.
有的人在这种罪恶感的驱使下面呢，就会认为自己没有价值，没有意义，自己是没有用的人。
I sometimes feel those who are addicted to liquor and those who are addicted to drugs and such things feel so worthless inside.
特别是那一些有那种恶习，像酗酒或者是吸毒的人，都有这种感觉，觉得自己很没有用。
Then there's others under guilt, they feel fear of being rejected.
那也有一些对罪恶感的反应是他们觉得被弃绝了。
I cannot get rid of this guilt because I feel that people will reject me.
因为别人都弃绝我了，只是因为我有这种罪恶。
But let's look at a good reaction to guilt.
我们来看一看什么是正确的好的一种反应。
Actually, the very source of forgiveness is from God.
真正的宽恕是从神而来。
And when you understand that God loves you,Regardless of your sins, and he wants you to be forgiven.
如果你了解到神很爱你，所有的你的罪行或者是你的过错，上帝都愿意原谅你。
It's a wonderful realization when you understand that the God of the heavens loves you.
如果你真的了解，而且一种很真实的一种信念相信的话，你要知道说神是很爱你的。
In the word of God, it actually says that he knows every hair on your head.
圣经告诉我们，你头发的这种数目，你的头发神都数过，他都知道有多少根的。
That he understands about you.
他当然了解你。
And that if we ask for forgiveness,He will give it to us.
如果你愿意求他的原谅，求他的宽恕的话，他乐意宽恕。
But then dealing with false guilt is different.
但是处理，刚才讲的是处理正确的罪恶感，现在我们讲到处理错误的罪恶感。
It's where you're going to have to live maybe in a sense a little dangerous in not allowing these things to bother you.
你需要很冒险的好好的让自己站在一个地步，就是不要让这种感觉来干扰你。
You're going to have to not accept it.
不要接受那种感觉。
When you know it's not your fault.
当你知道不是你的错的时候。
It's nothing you could do about it.
不是你能够做什么的时候。
You honestly realize that this is just something that's driving you. You must put this thing out of your mind.
你很清楚，只是一种你的那种很习惯的感觉在压制你的话，你一定要拒绝它，把它推到你的想法外面去。
Sometimes it's good to talk to someone.
有时候跟一个人你谈一谈
that they can show you the steps that it's not your fault.
然后让对方来跟你分析一下，告诉你说这些都不是你的错。
I hope today that you have gotten a little glimpse of this thing called guilt.
我希望你今天对于这个罪恶感有一些了解。
For some of us, it has been a real problem throughout our lives.
对有些人实在是我们人生里面的一些很大的困难。
I talked to you one time about fears and phobias.
我曾经跟你谈过这种恐惧恐惧症。
And many times people that live under guilt have many fears.
有时候这些在罪恶感之下的人也会有这种惧怕惊恐。
It's a way our emotions and our thinking has an outlet.
因为是情绪上面的一种反应。
Or maybe I should say it's a way that they make us a slave.
因为呢这样呢就把我们放在这种感觉的下面，好像一个奴隶一样。
We do not have to be a slave to our guilt.
我们不需要成为罪恶感的奴隶。
On one hand, if it's true guilt,We can be forgiven.
如果你有真正犯错，你有这种真实的罪恶感的话，你可以得到宽恕。
On the other hand, if it's false guilt, we have to re-educate ourselves, understand where the source of it came from, and go on and try to just ask God to help you and don't allow yourself to feel guilty.
如果你常常有那个不对的错误的罪恶感的话，那你必须要再次的对自己再教育或者再学习，让自己拒绝那种感觉，然后求神帮助你，让你可以脱离这种罪恶感的压制。
I trust you will get victory over your guilt.
我相信你会克服，你会得胜的。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林
真假的真，林真收就可以了。我们会尽快的跟您回信。